Planned student walkouts tomorrow bring attention to reducing the threat of school shootings. One group of Northwest parents is pushing schools to prepare better for another kind of disaster, a major earthquake. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Portland.
If the big one happens on a school and work day, Portland mother Laura Hall figures fallen bridges and buckled roads will prevent many parents from reuniting with their kids quickly. And if a Cascadia megaquake strikes after hours, disaster victims may end up at the nearest school in hopes of finding help and shelter. So a group Hall co-chairs called Parents for Preparedness is asking local schools for permission to stockpile emergency supplies to last for days. It'd be in a shed or shipping container.
We need some sort of container outside of the school building. We can't expect people to go into the schools and bring stuff out if those buildings are not safe to be in, or if they're partially collapsed even.
Hall says parents have been stymied in Portland, but she's pleased to see that every school in coastal Lincoln County, Oregon, hosts a community-maintained emergency supply cache. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.